This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. It's time for our weekly numbers game, Silicon Tally. This week we play with Marketplace technology reporter Quina Kim. Hey there, Quina.
Hey.
So this is my first time playing, so it's very possible that I am cheating by giving you two numbers at once. But the first one, very easy, $3.2 billion.
Well, that is how much Google bought Nest for. They're the maker of the smart thermostat, and it was sort of like the big deal.
Huge deal. Big bet on the Internet of Things, which is a phrase I've never liked, but Google's into it. They're going to get inside our homes. Now, let's try a number that's a little bit harder, 1,900%.
1,900%? Huh. That is the growth of something, but I have no idea.
That is how much the stock of Nestor Inc. initially soared earlier this week. Its ticker symbol happens to be NEST. And a lot of investors thought it was the Nest company that Google paid all that money for. Nestor Inc. is actually a company in Rhode Island that makes traffic light cameras. So you have a number for me?
I do. All right, here we go. 4%.
I'm going to say that is how much something has declined.
Actually, it's how many people are exclusively ebook readers in 2013. So still a little ways to go before we ditch that paperback.
Okay, the other number I have for you is 3 million.
3 million? Gosh, that's a really small amount. I guess some startup got that funding yesterday.
That is actually the number of teen users Facebook lost in recent years, according to online marketing firm iStrategy Labs. They could be on Snapchat, or maybe they're just embracing the retro cool of Friendster. I don't know. That's always possible.
I didn't know Friendster was making a comeback.
No way. Just kidding about that. But and it's also possible, too, that they are actually talking to each other in person. I mean, that sounds totally insane, but that is a possibility here.
All right. Well, I have a number for you.
Okay.
But it's sort of a range. 18 to 36 million.
Would that be, how about the amount of Americans that are regular users of some kind of streaming video service?
So $18 to $36 million is the amount of money Yahoo's former COO, Henrique De Castro, walks away with after being fired yesterday.
Well, just make sure he doesn't spend it all in one place. That would be the financial planning advice we could give to him.
Well, luckily, he won't have to go find another job, at least, you know, with the money he's walking away with.
That's a little bit of a cushion. Yes, definitely. All right, Marketplace's Quina Kim, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
You too can play Silicon Tally. Find it at marketplacetech.org.